In today's episode, we're honored to welcome the extraordinary Anne Watt. Anne is a Brazilian natural perfumer and is renowned for her deep connection to native flora and indigenous folklore. Her creations are more than just perfumes, they're stories that capture the essence of Brazil's rich biodiversity. Justine and myself are thrilled to have her join us to discuss her journey, her work, and her contributions to the world of natural perfumery. So hello, Anne, and welcome to the podcast. And
I'm very pleasant to be here. I'm really happy today.
It's fabulous. I always get such a thrill talking to you when I'm in Ireland and you're all the way in Brazil. So what led you to the world of natural perfumery? It's usually the first question that we ask all of our guests, really. But
I think first thing was the smell of perfume. Since I was a kid, I was fascinated with smells and all the perfumes that were surrounding me. That thing grew up till I got to make perfumes when I was 20. But then I used to work with senses, with the chemistry, with synthetic products. And it usually made me a headache at the end of each section of composition. I didn't really feel completely comfortable with the subject. Later on, I discovered that it was the synthetic scents that made me allergic or something like that. So I started to look for natural stuff. I found you.
And so what age would you have been when you got into it?
The natural perfume.
Yeah.
The natural perfume was when I was 50 or something. Yeah.
Wow.
A long way, making lovely stuff without thinking much of myself. Going into a headache all the time. What's life?
No more headaches?
No.
So, Annie, your work beautifully connects storytelling with scent. How do you translate those narratives or folklore into your olfactory creations?
Well, as my teacher, my dearest teacher, called Justine Crane, taught me, you compose with your brains and not with your nose. Don't go mixing stuff together without thinking a lot about them. First, I make a map with the idea of the story of everything. I make a map where the place is, how is it, if it smells like this or that, which smells would I represent with an essence or essential oil or tincture or something. And then I list the material and sort them out and see what's going to go or not, what's going to be the center of the idea and the nucleus of the perfume.
So I've been hearing some news about a book that you've just released and your big news. So we want to hear all about
it. Well, look at it.
Yes. And I just actually, Anne told me today that the natural perfumery logo is on the back of the book.
Look at it. Wonderful.
Oh, it looks absolutely fabulous. And the whole book and the cover looks amazing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
A little bit about the book then. When did you start writing this?
It was at the end of the pandemic.
Wow, amazing.
Pandemic. Yeah, it was mostly written on the pandemic. With all that silence and depression. It was the good thing of the pandemic to write this book. With the two dogs pestering me all the time, jealous of me writing or reading.
And you were away there. Was it that the weekend you went away to, was it a workshop you were doing? Where did you go again?
Well, I stopped with the workshops because of the pandemics is, again, you know, because you can't go on and distributing things for people to smell and pass them. Would be contagious, you know. So I stopped today. I never returned to that again, you know, stopped with the workshops.
Yeah.
I think I'm too old to go. It's very tiring, you know. I think it's too heavy for me to go every month.
It's taking a lot out of you, doesn't it? It really does.
I'm tired of it. I prefer to stay home.
And you were telling me a story about you met a blind man on your... Tell me about him. He was interested in perfumery.
Yes, he came around with his wife and said, I want to smell them all. I made 7 bases. He smelled them all and said, oh, now you made me happy.
Oh.
You made me happy too. And it was very emotional. Was all so real. Well, what a guy, like, come on, beautiful. Yeah. Kazuo, his name, the half Japanese.
Tell us a little bit more about that book. What should your readers expect from that?
It's a space to tell all the different ways to make perfume, you know, like, but it's always following a rule. Following a minimal, wait a bit. How far? Tô fazendo my life agora, bicho. Tá. And I think is all about composing in a different ways, you know, like many perfumers that you study. You see there are plenty of possibilities that you should be exploring. And I thought the ones I like. And this is one of the parts. The other part I talk about the intuition related to the Jacobson organ in our nose that seems to be the center of the intuition, the sixth sense of our being. It's an extra nose that we've got, and I talk about it. Then I talk about some ingredients like a wood and things like that. And then I teach how to build the bases that I'm going to show. And I showed 7 bases. Chypre, fougère, hespéridé, leather, wood, floral base, and I don't remember.
But you remember 6 of them off the top of your head now?
I have to forget one. So I forgot. I remember Justine all the time because we were on the same hotel in Belo Horizonte and that was last time. And I saw the same friends like Daphne and Well and Jess, and we had nice time together. And remembered you, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have really fond memories of that trip. I loved it. And meeting everybody, it was really nice.
How many years ago is it now, Justine? 6 years? What?
It was in 2018. The end of 2018.
That's incredible. Wow. And that's another one with the NPA logo on the back.
Yeah.
I was saying to my kids today how the NPA logo is now on the back of 2 books in Brazil. It's such a thrill. It's a brave undertaking writing a book because it's a long journey and it's something you have to stick to. You're writing a book at the moment, Justine, aren't you?
An incense book. Yeah, yes. It's been pretty tough. I have to take long breaks to do a lot of research and then I end up using a sentence. All that research. So it isn't easy. It's a huge undertaking.
And the launch must have been pretty exciting. Then, well, it's not the official launch that you were at the weekend. It was a kind of a pre-launch, Anne.
No, it was a launch.
Oh, it was the actual launch. And so what date is the book actually going to be for sale now? Is it already on sale?
They made 300 copies and sold them out.
Oh, wow.
So it'll have to go for a reprint then. Oh, yeah. So we can't say. What I was thinking of is for the listener just that might be looking to buy the book. They're going to have to wait for the next print. Yeah.
Let's not take long. It's going to be quick.
It's going to be quick. Okay. Do you have a shop? We'll put a link on the Academy for it, definitely. Where would they buy it? Just find you on Facebook.
Now, when I know, I'll tell you.
Fabulous. So they could subscribe to the Natural Perfume Academy on Facebook for the listener to just know where to go if they want to do that.
Laszlo Editors.
Okay. Our listener will be English speaking probably as well, but I'm going to try and get this translated into.
I'll tell you the letters, and it's LASZLOCOM.br.
Okay, lovely. I'll put a link to that in the podcast description as well. So that's good.
Martha's the Perfumist. The name of the book.
I'll try and get a transcript translated into Portuguese as well for the listener in Brazil and you as well.
Okay. And I was talking to Les, my husband, and he said he could later on, if he likes the book, he didn't read yet. I said, if I like the book, I'll translate it into English.
Yes. Tell him.
I hope he likes it.
What? I like it. Or I'm coming over there. But we'll say good things about him now so that he's going to like him more. You've always said some nice things
about him.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
That's true. Anything you've ever said about Les has been very good. Except for when he cut down your jasmine.
Oh, no. That was a fight.
But he was only trimming it back.
As we say here in Brazil.
But it's actually budding off for a jasmine to get cut to the ground. And then
eventually it grew again.
Well, I'm sure in Brazil, it's probably no problem. Jasmine. In California, does jasmine grow easily?
Yes. Very well.
Oh, I wish it was so here. I think I killed it from where I had it outside in the wintertime, so it didn't come back this spring.
It doesn't get cold enough in the winter here, so it survived pretty well. They're getting ready to bloom soon. I have I think it's called the Grand Duke.
Oh, wow.
When it blooms, it just fills the entire house with scent. It's amazing. Yeah. But right now, my Rose Centifolia is starting to bud.
Oh, beautiful.
And how do roses resist?
Oh, the ants love them.
Here it's aphids. Yes. I'm washing aphids off every morning. I go out and spray off the aphids.
But the ants are horrible. They cut it out. You know, they be sprouting and they cut it and they finish with it. Next time's going to be worse. They know the way to the rose tree. It's horrible.
But they love the roses.
Yeah, they love roses.
Yeah, we get the aphids here on the roses. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
The pesticides are worse. So let them eat.
Yeah.
Keep putting roses for them to eat. Yes. Prompt. I try, but I can't get them to grow. Very much. Mm. I've got two in the back now, trying hard. They look beautiful. Let's hope.
Horse manure is supposed to be very good.
So Annie, what does grow the native plants there? What does grow there that you can use in your perfume? I know you showed me a few when we went to Laszlo's shop. We smelled a few. There was one like a seagrass. It was like beach grass. Yeah. I really like that one.
A new one, Capim Amazonas. And there is another grass that I love. It's Capim Aruanda. Or Aruanda is the best. It's very powdery and rosy. It's beautiful. It's like an angel coming. It's beautiful, really. There it is. Rosmaninho, a pedestre. Pedestre is fantastic. It's beautiful. It's pungent and a bit salty and beautiful, beautiful. It's very airy. And that makes a lovely soap.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good for soaping.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That sounds amazing. And does Laszlo sell that?
No, not yet. It's from the center. It's very regular, you know. It's a special place for it to grow. It's beautiful. There's another one you got. I don't remember the name in English, not at all. But is like incense, frankincense. White, very white. We call it bril branco, white bril.
I think I have some of that.
Oh, I love it. And the beauty of it's the tincture. When you make it with the incense, with the proper resin, and you make the tincture, it's unbelievable. It's very beautiful. And another one, it's arruira, which is the pink pepper.
Oh.
When it's fresh, the fruit's beautiful.
Wow.
So these are the ones I remember seeing were so fast.
And how about nutmeg? Would nutmeg be the...
Not from Brazil, but very popular here too. That's not from Brazil.
Yeah.
I've got a small tree growing in the back.
No way. Yeah. When I was in the West Indies, I found it so fascinating to see how nutmeg was the mace, you know, the mace frond that meant to grow around the little nutmeg.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. Nature is amazing.
I love cocoa too. Cacao. Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a good smell to play with. And having the fruit, you know, roasted, and you just break it and take the nibs out and really dust them into powder and make the tinctures something, really. It's different. It's like the blood of the cacao. It's, you know, the tears of the gods. Oh, beautiful.
That's absolutely fabulous. Amazing. I just hearing about...
If I could make incense... For sure, I would make one of cacao, but I don't know if it burns, it's okay. Needs to be something that burns smelling good, man. Otherwise,
it should be warmed. I've been making a lot of warming incense instead of burning incense, where you just put them on a heater and they release scent. The scent is cleaner and purer than when it's burned, and it lasts a lot longer. It'll fill your house for a couple of days. Try that.
Yeah, that's what I want to learn more about, actually. Justine, you were telling me about the little electric incense burners rather than using a really hot one and to have it at a low heat. But I was amazed at how kind the warming was, and it didn't change. Like burning changes it completely. The warming seems to slowly release the oils into the air without altering them too much. Yeah, yeah. Like even how the sun does when it just shines on a sunny day and you can smell it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just after thinking of linden. Do you get linden blossoms in California and in Brazil?
No, not in Brazil.
We don't get linden blossoms in California, maybe further north, but they are in Oregon. I visit there every summer and I get the tail end of the linden blossom bloom. So when I go there this time, I'm going prepared. I'm taking alcohol and my tools to do some harvesting up there.
If you could capture, because I have linden blossom absolute, but if you could just capture what the linden blossom does to the air, you know, it's that kind of, it's so haunting and beguiling. It just captures you and yeah, kind of takes you away somewhere into like fairyland or something.
Well, when I discovered it in Oregon, I was walking through a parking lot and smelled this beautiful laurel honey scent. I followed my nose until I found it was the entire parking lot. All of the trees planted there were linden. And I was like, where's my bag? Where are my tools?
It's after rain. So it's when it's warm and then kind of after the rain. Some flowers don't smell after the rain. And then this linden blossom, I think, does. Maybe it's just so volatile that just that little bit of rain and then the little bit of sun just makes it evaporate, you know, because it is hard to capture, isn't it?
I've never tried, so I don't really know, but I assume it is.
Yeah, it must be. I mean, because you can't get essential oil of linden blossom. I'll ask her when we're talking to her.
She's expert on all of that.
Yeah. In terms of the absolute, it doesn't smell, to me anyway, it smells like Coca-Cola. That's just what it reminds me of. Or cola.
It doesn't do it justice.
I don't know the plant, I only know the absolute.
Oh, you don't know the plant?
Not my favorite.
Not your favorite. If you were to smell it, if you could just put it in a bottle and go here. I'm sure there's a synthetic version that smells kind of marginally like it. It still wouldn't capture, you know, that honey.
There's plenty of things to learn still.
There's so much to learn.
Always. What?
There's so much to learn.
To capture the scent of things. Wow. Now I'm
it's a lifelong journey. Yeah.
Now I'm in love with the still that I saw in the event. I was in love with it. So beautiful, tiny, and efficient, and gives so much oil. Wow, fantastic little. I want.
Wow.
Thing I want.
Was it a glass or copper or glass, probably?
Inox.
Oh, what thing?
Steel.
Oh, steel. Oh, yeah.
Lovely. Very small and very, you know, efficient. The guy with 6 liters of material took 5 milliliters of oil. That's very, you know, it's a remedy. It doesn't smell very good for making perfume, but fantastic remedy, you know, a medicine for joints and things like that, you know. And I walk because of Baleira. There's some beauty. It gave me a lot. And it says, you know, I always put this quantity and I get all the time 5 milliliters, 7 milliliters. So it's a very good distiller, you know. And I want it now.
It's a question that I need. We're going to have to talk to Len about that.
Hi, Les says, Len. You know, you don't bring any more things, please.
Do start? Where do you stop?
You
Can't stop.
let me make money and I'll buy you good things.
Oh, I'd rather buy all those things than go shopping for clothes or anything like that. I would rather spend. Yeah, 100%.
You know, I'm not going to save for when I die. I'm going to need to buy some things. Don't like too much savings. Yes, I do. But I have an objective. I'm going to buy something with it.
An investment. So for the listener, can you just give us the name of your book again? Because obviously this is a podcast, so we will put a visual up of the book as well. But for the podcast, what's the name of the book?
Notas da Perfumista. Notes of the Perfumer.
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait to hold it in my hands, Anne.
Soon. I'm going to send them for you and Justine.
Fabulous. Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh.
Thank you, Anne. So it's been an absolute pleasure. Your dedication to natural perfumery and the cultural richness you bring to your work are truly inspiring. Thank you for sharing your journey. This isn't going to be the last time that we talk to you on this podcast. It's the first time, but you know, you've got such rich knowledge. We're definitely going to want to hear more and do some more in-depth. I'd love to hear more about those materials that you were talking about as well. Discussions about those. Actually, do you talk about in your book the materials that you use that maybe you can't get other places?
I speak more about my experience with perfume since I was a baby.
Lovely.
Till the last time I went to Turkey and bought some rose oil. Some briefs of perfumes, some customers, this kind of thing. It's the funniest part of the book. People said it was good because it is humorous and you can laugh with it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you've got a great sense of humor, and you always make me laugh.
I know.
You've got a great smile as well. It's been really fun. That's one thing I really want more of in this podcast. I want everybody just to have that feeling that it's fun, because it is. Anytime I get on here and talk to Justine or Anne or share, it's just fun, you know? Yeah.
This is the message. When it's to be funny, it's a revolution.
Where would you be without your sense of humor?
Oh, under the ground for sure.
You need it.
That is true.
We have to laugh.
So we'll probably wrap it up now. We'll see you very soon, Anne. And thanks to all the listeners out there tuning in.
And I thank you both. You are fantastic. Without you, I would have been nothing.
So you've been pretty solid for the Natural Perfume Academy the whole time, all the way along, Anne.
You can trust me.
You're our ambassador, after all.
Okay.
Take it easy. Take care. Take care, guys.
Okay.
Bye.